You know, as I pick up the gospel and I come up here and I bow to the altar, I think about you with the children when you came and talked to them about what you were wearing and some of the traditions. And one of them, things that you said really, really stuck in my head. And that was that you could make a little bow to the altar, or you could make, what did you call it?
A solemn bow.
A solemn bow to the altar. And I just thought to myself, why would we ever teach them you could just make a little bow? This is our God. You are here in the sanctuary. We may not have very often a chance to help you to understand how important the love of God is and how God's love fills this space when we recognize it in one another and when we recognize that God is here even in symbols and in special love and in services and in all of the things that we bring to it, we bring it here. We bring it here, and in a solemn bow, we say, oh God, we are here this morning. We are so excited to be with you in your living room. That's what I tell the kids. This is God's living room, because I want them to have a sense that at their house, at their church, outside on the playground, in the preschool, every place they go, God is there. And God is there because God chose to send to us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that dwells within each and every one of us. I love Pentecost. It's just the most vibrant, exciting, sparkly service of the entire year. I like to imagine those men and women gathered around, and I had to go back and look and see who's there. You know, who's sitting there, and why are they sitting there? Well, they were sitting there because they had a whole group of disciples, which were many more than the 12, and they were trying to choose who would replace Judas. And after they made that decision, they were still sitting there. And all of a sudden, this rush of wind comes flying into the room, and they begin to see these fingers of flames atop the heads of the people, and they say, oh, you guys must be drunk. That can't possibly be happening. And they said, no, that is God and the gift that God promised us. We knew it was coming. You see, they knew it clear back when we read the scripture from John, clear before the time of the crucifixion and the resurrection, that Jesus was promising them there would be a time when this would come and fill their hearts. The Holy Spirit would live and dwell within them. Just in that little verse we heard from the gospel this morning. And the rivers, this is very important to me today, the rivers of life came, and they would have an opportunity to share that with all of the people that they met. Well, at the beginning of this week, and most of you know that Patty is my number one ministry partner. We have a great sense that the Holy Spirit has bound us together in being the kind of ministers to this community that God would want us to be. And it was because of that, actually, that I really believe that I was asked to retire so that I could go out and be a part of our community and that I could be here. So at the beginning of the week, actually it was on Saturday, so it was even before the beginning of the week, I said to her, let's see if we can see how many places we can see the colors of Pentecost. How many places can we see the brilliant colors of God. How many places can we see the motion of God in creation? How many places? I can't even tell you, if you do that for yourself, what an incredible event you can have during that week. Because you see, that's what you're thinking about and looking at and looking for in each and every place. Now, those disciples who had gathered together, they had something that they had to take care of. Who was going to be the next disciple? And you know, just imagine how their hearts must have been breaking, because I am sure they couldn't possibly believe that Judas would have betrayed Jesus. I don't think they could even fathom that. And yet he did, and he was gone. And now they needed to find someone new to take his place. And you know, every time we have to change something, what an enormous strain that is on everybody. And yet they were gathered together, and all of a sudden our wonderful, fun-loving God says, now's the time. Holy Spirit, zap them, because they are way caught up in the everyday struggles of life. They need to have a sense that there's way more to what they are thinking about than the things that they are concerned about today. That there are places that they will be able to take this message out into the world. You see, the balloons couldn't stop here. They had to be out there. They had to greet you and take you out, because that's the purpose of what we're doing. We're taking that message out. And so Patty had to hear the entire week about the colors that I could see and actually be willing to look at all kinds of things, because she's really the one who's willing to listen to what I have to say. And so we went to the auction yard to start out with. Now, really, you wouldn't think loading a bunch of cows into a trailer and then moving them out on a Saturday evening to Turlock would be a very Holy Spirit-filled day. Unless, of course, you had an opportunity to walk through her pasture and see the incredible flowers. Now, I know they're weeds. I know. I understand they're weeds. But then we just call them God's flowers. Because, you see, God has these flowers every place. Yellow flowers, and if you really look, little teeny purple flowers down in the grass. There is white flowers that it's actually very poisonous, but there's all kinds of beauty tucked in to the grass, wrapped around the posts of the fences, being chewed on by the cattle as they're moved from one place to another. And so it began. The seeing of the colors of God, from the flowers to the cattle to all of the things we could see, because on the way to Turlock, we needed to go by the dam. Oh my goodness sakes, have you been over there, Reese? Have you ever been there? It used to have no water in it. It had no water in it last year. And now it doesn't just have water, it's filled with aqua sparkly water. And it is so beautiful. And all of the grass around it is still green. And the hills are still green. And it's just amazing. And really the great thing about that is you don't get to just enjoy it yourself. You get to the auction yard and you say to the person there, did you see the incredible aqua water? Did you see? Can you imagine? And the conversation begins. The conversation begins. And you have a sense that the Holy Spirit now is just creeping into this conversation at the auction yard. So many places that we traveled that week. We saw rocks. We picked up rocks. I picked up many rocks. Do you know how many colors there are in rocks? Green rocks and blue rocks. And really deep, sparkly, sparkly, sparkly rocks everywhere. We would say, look. D would love this rock, and we would pick it up, and then what would happen is we would be in a conversation about you and our love for you and our hope for you,
Because that's what happens when you get involved with the colors of Pentecost. You begin to see the people whose lives need to be loved even more than usual, because you are thinking about them through all of these different colors. Oh, we went actually to the river, and Patty took this most incredible picture of the sun setting and the beautiful orange sky and the trees that, you know, were in a silhouette, and then it was on the water. This beautiful orange color coming right towards you in this picture. And you just thought to yourself, oh, I'd like to show this to everybody. It's on my phone. Guess what? I can show it to everybody. I can explain to them all about it. So here we are this morning at the grocery store at 7 o'clock in the morning. And the man who was doing, Robert, was doing the balloons for me, had gotten behind. And so when I got there, they weren't quite ready. And he was so worried about that. And I said, don't worry, it's Pentecost. And these balloons represent fire to me. We have yellow and orange and red that reminds me of the fire and the flames that were lighting up the disciples, and hopefully lighting up us, hopefully lighting up our hearts. And so when we go out this door and we hear the Portuguese parade, and we know that two blocks over they're having a worship service, so this entire area, clear down to the Methodist Church, all this whole area is just being filled by people so excited about the Holy Spirit touching their lives and touching the lives of the people they know. You got to tell that story, though. That's exactly why God had all the disciples together, because, you know, it's really hard sometimes to do something all by yourself. It's hard to be brave enough to go into the grocery store and say, Robert, it is Pentecost, and this is going to happen. But if you have somebody right there with you who's nodding, yes, this is really true, then it's an okay thing to do, right? It's an okay thing to do. So this Holy Spirit that wells up inside of each and every one of us is the gift, the comforter, the parcelet that Jesus had promised to the disciples. They didn't know what it was going to be. They didn't know how to expect it. They didn't know that they would actually be touched by the Holy Spirit on a day that they were contemplating and thinking about all kinds of things that had happened that weren't happy thoughts, that were sad thoughts. They didn't know that the Holy Spirit was going to be right there on that day. And the great thing about it was through the colors. See, I believe this. Through the colors and through the music, all the people in the world can be united. You can't help but smile when you see these colors. You can't help but smile when you hear this incredible music. You can't help but smile and have a sense of smiling at someone else. Our world would be such a better place if we all just got so into the colors and the spirit of Pentecost and just let it burst right out of us until everyone felt loved and cared for. There are so many individual things that need to happen. My biker. That need to happen. So many individual things. We need to take care of preschools and children and the homeless and people who are ill and the elderly. And oh my heavenly days, we could make a list 1,000 miles long of things that need to be done. But right in the midst of that beginning, of the disciples beginning to make a list of all the things that needed to be done, God said, Holy Spirit, touch their hearts, touch their lives, give them strength. Let them know that I am there with them, loving them, caring for them, watching over them now and through all generations. Let them have courage to have balloons in their church and greet people on the street and say, do you know it's Pentecost? Do you know that? Oh, you're going to have such an opportunity right in the middle of Pentecost heaven over there, because you will be going to the Portuguese parade and the Portuguese mass and the Portuguese food. Portuguese food is really important on this day. You will be there. I want you to say to Father Rudy, Reverend Artis says, Happy Pentecost, because he'll be preaching right over there. Folks, don't ever let yourself be so closed that you cannot see or hear the incredible spirit that God has sent us. Maybe for you, it's not in colors. Maybe for you, it's not in music. Maybe it's in scripture or stories or poetry. Maybe for you, it's watching what's happening on Facebook and looking at all of the people in the world. Whatever it is, find and recognize the Holy Spirit thread through all of that. And have a sense that your heart just opens up and is so, so, so excited for that experience. Today is Pentecost. It's the birthday of the church. It's the day that God said, you need the friend, the parcelet, the comforter. I am sending you the Holy Spirit to liven up your lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.